Yeah, man, Sapa, it's an exciting time again. Right? You know, Grammy time. Each of these albums can definitely go home. They're quite capable and deserving of a victory. Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at the category this year, you have actually who's looking at the favorite right now, Vybz Kartel, mm-hmm. with his first nomination. His presence in America is blowing up, and possibly, you know, gonna blow up more this weekend. Mm-hmm. So he has actually taken over the space, looking like the favorite. And you have the Marley inspired album, mm-hmm. which is from the movie, inspired by the movie,
the film, mm-hmm.
right? And you cannot rule that out, because that movie was such a big movie, nominated for so much awards, was number one on Netflix at one point, and it grossed almost 200 million mm-hmm. so far. That movie was put out by Paramount, so you think that the association with that album and the Marley name mm-hmm. Gives it also a very big chance. Sincere's album was distributed by a major label, put out by a major label. You cannot rule that out. And Sincere does have a presence in America as well. Mm-hmm. The Evolution by the Wailers album, you know, the Wailers is also Marley influence.
Right.
And that album is produced by Emilio Estefan, who is Gloria Estefan's husband, and he's a multiple Grammy winner. So that influence, you can't rule them out. And then Cali Buds on the American reggae scene, he's from Bermuda, but he is very prominent on the American reggae scene.